Cress, St. Helena, California, October 3, 1909. Dr. Cress. Dear Brother Cress. Today I received your letter written from New York. I was very pleased to hear from you. Since last Tuesday, September 28th, we have been staying at the new school, situated about 6 miles from my home and 5 miles from the St. Helena Sanitarium. The dedication service was held on September 29th, when the chapel was filled with students and visitors. There were 45 students present on opening day. Our people are deeply interested in this place we have purchased. Several of our leading brethren were present, and all gave expression to their appreciation of this property and to their thankfulness to God for his providential leading. It was the unanimous opinion that in the Angwin Estate we have secured a most desirable location for our conference school. Among those who spoke were Professor Irwin, Elders Haskell, Corliss, Knox, Tate, Cottrell, and W.C. White. The work that has been done on the place to make it suitable for a pleasure resort has made it a very attractive place. The main building is a house of 3 stories, containing about 32 rooms. It is surrounded on 3 sides by wide verandas. In addition to this, there are 6 cottages. All these buildings came to us furnished, not extravagantly, but simply and substantially. The bedrooms were supplied with good beds and mattresses. There was an abundance of blankets and bed linen. Everything about houses and grounds looks clean and well kept. All are deeply grateful that we could secure such a place for our school, where we can begin without delay, and where everything that is positively necessary is at hand. Some of the buildings will have to be fitted up with heating apparatus for the winter, but this can be done at little cost. Those who rode about to view the more distant parts of the property were charmed with the scenery and with the woodland advantages. But that which we prize more highly than all is the retirement from city life. Here the students can be free to study the works of nature, and in the woods and mountains learn of God through his handiwork. Other students have come in since schoolwork began, and the family now numbers 70. All seem pleased with their surroundings. I heard no complaints, although the weather was cold, and the rain fell for the most part of 2 days. All did their best to make things comfortable. We left the school to return home Sunday, October 3rd, taking the longest road, as that was the easiest for the horse. We found it to be an easy, well-kept grade. We were 1 hour and 3 quarters in making the journey, but I was very little wearied by the ride. Your letter pleased me very much. You are doing the very work that every minister of the gospel will be blessed in doing. It was the work that Christ did as the minister of men. He went forth into the highways and hedges to labor for those who were ignorant and who were out of the way. Our cities everywhere are calling for earnest, wholehearted labor from the servants of God. Had this work been done in the past, according to the light that was given over 20 years ago, what changes would have been wrought in the experiences of many people? Oh, that our people would come to an appreciation of the fact that the Lord has a definite and decided work for each of his servants to perform. Please study the 4th chapter of Matthew, verses 13 to 22. We read, "Leaving Nazareth, he, Jesus, came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zabulon and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw 2 brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. The disciples presented no whys or wherefores for the course they were asked to take. They obeyed without questioning.
And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy. And he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Verses 23 to 25. The work of teaching the message of present truth is to be carried into all the highways and hedges. Shall we, as a people, continue to neglect the highways and the byways? It is not in the order of the Lord that we make in a few places large centers, where a large work is done and where much means is absorbed, while the many needy portions of the great harvest field are unworked for lack of means. The highways and the byways need the message of life. They need to hear the word of God spoken in simplicity. Centers will have to be made in many cities, where now there is nothing to represent the great worldwide work that God has charged us to do. And these need not be expensive centers. Behold, the man whose name is the Branch, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. The earthly priesthood ceased with the death of Christ, but we look to the man whose name is the Branch. He shall be a priest upon his throne. Zechariah 6, verse 12, 13. The sacrificial service that pointed to Christ passed away, that the eyes of the world might be turned to the true sacrifice. He was to be the minister of the true covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See Hebrews 8, verse 2, 12, 24. Christ became a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands. By his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 9, verse 11, 12, 7, 25. Now is our time to make decided efforts to awaken the people who have never yet been warned. Much thought and labor is given to the printed page. This is well. But if more effort were given to sending forth the living missionary to preach the truth, many more souls would be aroused and won to the truth. While Jesus ministers in the true sanctuary above, he is through his Holy Spirit working through his earthly messengers. These agencies will accomplish more than the printed page if they will go forth in the spirit and power of Christ. Christ will work through his chosen ministers, filling them with his spirit, and thus fulfilling to them the assurance, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. I am concerned because so many things engage the minds of our physicians, which keep them from the work that God would have them do as evangelists. From the light God has given me, I know that the living preacher, who is consecrated and devoted, and knows how to put his trust in God, is greatly needed. We need 100 workers where now we have one. There is a great work to be done before satanic opposition shall close up the way and our present opportunities shall be lost. Time is rapidly passing. Our publications are numerous, but the Lord calls for the men and women in our churches who have the light to engage in genuine missionary work. Let them, in all humility, exercise their God-given talents in proclaiming the message that should come to the world at this time. I hope you will exercise all your capabilities in this work. Present the importance of present truth from the physician's standpoint. The Lord has declared that the educated physician will find entrance in our cities where other men cannot. Teach the message of health reform. This will have an influence with the people. Let us study our Bibles and teach the words of truth. Let us do as Christ's apostles did. Let us offer prayer for the sick, for there are many who cannot have the advantages of our sanitariums. The Lord will remove infirmities in answer to prayer. Gospel ministers should be able to present the subject of health reform in its simplicity. If this phase of present truth is presented in a clear, simple, Christ-like manner, it will have an effect upon the people. There will be a response from many hearts. You will be helped by this line of work, and your wife and many others will be helped by your example.
I wish to say to you, Brother and Sister Cress, that we must be guarded in attitude and speech. The enemy is determinedly at work with leading men to create a state of things that will undo the influence of the straight testimony I was called to bear at the General Conference. In the Review and Herald, there is danger that the enemy will work and the Lord be dishonored. Our printing offices should be regarded as sacred institutions, agencies through which God will honor his name. When they are thus regarded, the truth going forth from them in the printed page will be made effective upon human hearts. The work that has sometimes been done in watching certain of the brethren, lest they secure means for the carrying forward of the work in their part of the field, is greatly displeasing to God. Unless decided changes are made in some things, and more earnest effort put forth for the warning of the perishing, the Lord will take those who hinder his work, because they work after their own wisdom, out of the way. Some of our leading men need to repent and to be converted, that their sins may be blotted out. Then the angels of God can impress their minds. My message to our brethren is, humble your hearts before God and be converted, and work in the simplicity of righteousness.